This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado businesses can bring people back to the office today as COVID-19 social distancing mandates get relaxed. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
Except in counties where stay-at-home orders have been extended, people can go back to work in all sorts of businesses in Colorado today. They have to keep at least 50% of the workforce off-site, though. Many companies have indicated they're still figuring out the details, like Charles Schwab, with the headquarters in Douglas County, which says in a statement that, quote, "It doesn't yet have all the answers for how and when we will return to the office." Other counties in the metro area will allow workers back starting next week. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado hospitals are back performing elective surgeries and other procedures, but CPR's John Daly says some hospitals could be nearly out of money.
The Colorado Hospital Association is projecting the state's hospitals could lose more than $3 billion by year's end. That's due to the COVID-19 crisis, which caused hospitals to close down those procedures, which restarted last week. The group's Kara Welch says more than half the state's hospitals were rated vulnerable before the crisis hit. And with COVID-19, expenses at many are far outstripping revenues.
Unfortunately, that's when the hospital has to consider closure.
Hospitals are getting federal relief money, but Welch says that's expected to only restore about a quarter of the losses. Nearly half of all rural hospitals in Colorado had less than 50 days cash on hand before COVID-19 hit. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is praising the sacrifice of an Aurora pandemic who died after getting COVID-19, helping New York's beleaguered emergency response system. Paul Carey was part of the FEMA relief effort.
There's something particularly painful when someone does the right thing. A fellow American comes from across the country to try and help the people in New York City, and while working to save lives here, gives his own life. It's heroic. It's something we honor.
Carey's body was returned to Colorado Sunday. A court has ruled that the maker of Budweiser may continue to use ads that suggest its rival Molson Coors uses corn syrup in its beer. The panel has struck down a lower court's ruling that had ordered Anheuser-Busch to stop making the corn syrup claims about Miller Lite and other Molson Coors products. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.